I'm going to show you some pictures with some choices. Now, both choices are good, but which one is better? Now, I can't see you or hear what you're saying, but wherever you're watching from this morning, I'd like you to shout out which of the two choices is better. Are you ready? Okay, here goes. Here's the first choice. You have to choose between a day at the beach or a week's holiday at the beach. Shout out. Both of them are good, but which one is better? A day at the beach or a week's holiday at the beach? Okay, got the idea? Right, the next one. The next choice is between watching a movie at home or watching a movie in the cinema. Both are good, but which one is better? Shout out. Okay, you're getting the hang of it now. Your next choice is sending someone an emoji of a hug emoji, or giving someone an actual hug. Both of those are good, but which one is better? Shout it out. Okay. Last choice. Your last choice, okay? Talking with your grandparents on the phone or visiting your grandparents face to face in person. Both of those are good, but which one is better? Good. Good. Now, sometimes we have to make a choice between doing something that is good and doing something that is even better. Now, at the moment, because of this coronavirus, we sometimes have to settle for doing what is good because we're not able to do what is better. I'm sure we'd all love to be meeting up with all of our friends and all of our family, but it's not always safe to do that at the moment. I would love it if we could all meet together, all together as a whole church down at our church building. But for now, we have to settle with watching things online like we're doing this morning, or meeting up on Zoom. Well, in our Bible story this morning, we're going to hear about two sisters called Martha and Mary. Jesus comes to visit them and they have a choice to make between doing what is good and doing what is better. We're going to hear that story read for us now by Chloe Hart, one of our young people. And as we listen to the story, and as I talk about it in a moment, I want you to be thinking about three simple questions. Who makes the better choice? Who makes the better choice in this story? Secondly, what is the better choice that they make? What is the better choice? And thirdly, how can we make that choice today? How can we make that choice today? Well, Chloe's going to read the story for us now.
Luke chapter 10, verses 38 to 42. As Jesus and his disciples were on their way, he came to a village where a woman named Martha opened her home to him. She had a sister called Mary, who sat at the Lord's feet listening to what he said. But Martha was distracted by all the preparations that had to be made. She came to him and asked, "Lord, don't you care that my sister has left me to do the work by myself? Tell her to help me." "Martha, Martha," the Lord answered, "you are worried and upset about many things, but few things are needed, or indeed only one. Mary has chosen what is better, and it will not be taken away from her."
Well, this story teaches us that listening to Jesus is the best thing that we can do, because his words are more important than anything else. That's the big lesson that this story teaches us. Listening to Jesus is the best thing that we can do because his words are more important than anything else. Well, let's think about this story together, shall we? The first thing I want us to think about is that Martha was distracted from Jesus. That's the first thing in this story. Martha was distracted from Jesus. When Jesus came to a certain village, Martha invited him into her home, and Jesus accepted her invitation. Now, we don't know how many people were there that day coming to Martha's house, but it was probably around 15 people. If you think about it, there was Jesus and his 12 disciples, and Mary and her sister Martha, all together in Martha's house. Well, while Jesus sat down in her home, teaching the people who were there, Mary sat at Jesus' feet, listening carefully to every word that he said. You could say that Mary is devoted. She's devoted to listening to Jesus. But meanwhile, Martha is distracted. She's distracted. She's distracted by all the preparations that she thought needed to be made. She was in the kitchen getting all hot and bothered, preparing a nice meal for all her guests. Now, that word distracted, it can also mean being pulled away or overburdened. You see, Martha was so busy trying to serve Jesus, it was distracting her from listening to Jesus. And the fact that her sister Mary was sitting, listening to Jesus' words, rather than helping her in the kitchen, well, that made Martha angry and frustrated. And eventually, her anger boils over like hot water spilling out of a saucepan. And she comes up to Jesus and she complains to him, "Lord, don't you care that my sister's left me to do all the work by myself? Tell her to help me." You see, Martha, she's so distracted and burdened by all that she's trying to do that she begins to doubt whether Jesus even cares for her. And she tells Jesus what he should be doing. Well, I think we can all sympathise with Martha, can't we? It does seem so unfair, so lazy and inconsiderate of Mary to leave Martha all alone doing all the work. In his book, Crazy Busy, Kevin DeYoung shares his sympathy. He says, "Whenever I read this story, I always sympathise with Martha. I want to enter the scene and complain to Jesus. There's a time for teaching and learning, but this is not it. The house is going to be a mess. No one's going to get their supper if you let everyone sit at your feet. And besides, Martha was not doing anything trivial. She was doing important things. It's not as if she was distracted by her phone, you know, watching kittens breakdance. No, Martha was serving." Well, when Martha says to Jesus, "Don't you care?" I'm sure she expected him to say, "Yes, I do," and to tell Mary to get up and go and help her. But to her surprise, Jesus doesn't do that. Now, he does speak tenderly to Martha, lovingly, gently. "Martha, Martha," he says. It's a way of him expressing his love for her. But then he gently challenges her. "Martha, you're so worried and upset about many things, but few things are needed, indeed, only one. And Mary has chosen what is better, and it will not be taken away from her. You see, Martha was doing a good thing. Preparing a meal for her guests was a good thing. But it was distracting her from the better thing, the best thing, which was listening to Jesus. And if you think about it, Martha's complaint shows that she thought preparing the meal was more important than listening to Jesus. One famous preacher many years ago, Charles Spurgeon, he said Martha's fault wasn't that she served. Serving is a good thing. Her fault was that she became distracted by her service, so much so that she forgot about the person she was serving. Another preacher many years ago, J.C. Ryle, said something very similar. He said, you know, it's not always bad things that harm us. Sometimes it can be too much attention to good things that can do us harm. Our families and our work, our homes and our friends, all of these things are good, but if we give them too much attention, sometimes they may pull us away from Jesus. Well, we all need to remember this, don't we? Again and again. Because why? Because life is full of distractions. There are so many things that can pull us away from Jesus. You know, we can be distracted by trivial things, can't we? You know, things like watching silly videos on YouTube or Instagram, or scrolling through Facebook, you know, reading all the different posts of what our friends are doing and what they're eating. We can be distracted by binge watching TV series or playing Minecraft for 5 hours a day. Sometimes we can be distracted by bad things. You know, watching things that we shouldn't be watching, doing things that we shouldn't be doing, loving money or material things rather than God. But you know, we can also be distracted by good things, by important things, like serving others, or working hard on our studies, or even serving in the church. This is especially true in these days of pandemic. I think many of us are feeling a bit like Martha, worried and upset about many things. We're distracted and worried by the number of people who are testing positive for this virus or dying from it. We're worried and distracted by the disruption this is all causing to our education, the pressure it's putting on our health service or our economy, or even our church. We're worried about the pressure it's putting on people who work in caring professions, or school teachers, or the police. These are all important things to be concerned about. It's right that we care about them. But like Martha, we can be so preoccupied by all these things, so distracted by them, so worried about them, that we forget the one thing that is most important, and that's Jesus. And that's what happened to Martha. She was so distracted by all the things she thought that needed to be done, she'd forgotten the better thing, the most important thing, which was listening to Jesus. Now, what is lovely in this story is that Jesus isn't harsh or unkind, is he, in the way that he speaks to Martha, even though she's making a big mistake. He's kind. He understood. He sympathised with her worries and her burdens. He loved her. But he also lovingly challenged her. He reminded her that the most important thing wasn't going and preparing a meal in the kitchen. No, the most important thing was sitting and listening to him. Some of us need to hear Jesus speaking tenderly and lovingly today, saying, "You are worried and upset about many things, but few things are needed, indeed only one." Don't let the many things going on in your life right now distract you from the one thing that you most need: to sit and listen to Jesus. Well, that brings us to our second and final point in this story. And it's this: Mary made the better choice. Mary made the better choice, and that was listening to Jesus. While Martha was getting all distracted and upset by all the preparations that she thought had to be made, Mary chose to sit at the feet of Jesus and listen to him. And when Martha came in and complained to Jesus about Mary, Jesus defended her and he commended her choice. "Martha, you're worried and upset about many things, but few things are needed, indeed only one. Mary has chosen what is better, and it will not be taken away from her." You see, Mary made the better choice. Rather than busying herself in the kitchen, she sat down and listened to Jesus. She knew that preparing a nice meal for their guests, that while that was a good thing, listening to Jesus was better, because his words are more important than anything else. Now, we shouldn't overlook the fact that this was actually quite a shocking thing for Mary to do at the time. You see, the people around her, they would have expected the women to busy themselves in the kitchen while the men sat and listened to Jesus' teaching. For Mary to sit listening to Jesus, well, that was a shocking thing for her to do. And it reminds us that Jesus often challenged traditional stereotypes, traditional ideas about men and women and what they should be doing. And we need to remember that in our day. You know, preparing meals and doing the dishes doesn't have to always be done by women. Men can do those things too. Dare I say it, even children and young people can help with housework. And listening to Jesus, well, listening to Jesus is, that's not just for men, is it? Learning from him, well, that's important for everyone, from men, women, boys and girls. So Jesus lovingly challenges Martha's priorities. She's making the wrong choice here. He says, "Your sister Mary, she has chosen what is better." In one of the Bible translations, in the ESV, it says Mary chose the good portion. The good portion. I don't know about you, but that makes me think of food. Do you ever have that conversation in your home? You know, where you're looking at the meals that have just been dished up onto the plates, the ones that have just been served, and you're asking yourself that question: well, which one of these portions is mine? Do you ever, you know, secretly go and have a quick look and carefully have a look at each plate, you know, and work out which one has the biggest piece of meat and the least amount of vegetables, and you grab that plate? This is my portion. Well, sometimes we find this language about a good portion. We find this language in the Old Testament in the Bible. Some passages use this kind of language to teach us that God and his words, they are the best portion. So, for example, in Psalm 16, David writes, he says, Lord, you alone are my portion. You alone, Lord, you are my portion. He's rejoicing that God is his portion, his choice. Psalm 73, another example. Asaph, he says, you know, my flesh and my heart, they may fail, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. Again, he's rejoicing. God is his portion. One more example is Deuteronomy chapter 8. Now, it doesn't use the specific word portion, but the idea of this passage is very similar. Very famous verse, Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 3, where it tells us, God humbled you, the Israelites, God humbled you, causing you to hunger and then feeding you with manna to teach you that people do not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of the Lord. Mary knew that listening to Jesus was more important than anything else, more important than an elaborate meal. She chose what was better. Martha needed to slow down and sit down and remember what was most important, not preparing a meal for her guests, no, but listening to Jesus. Well, we should learn, shouldn't we, not only from Martha's example, but also from Mary's example. Learn to make the better choice in our lives, to make that choice every day when we're working out all the different things we might be doing and might feel we have to do. Make sure we're making this choice. Whatever else we might need to do in a day, whatever else we might choose today to do in a day, let's remember the one thing that is most important, most needed. We should never, never be too busy to sit down and listen to Jesus. If we're too busy to do that, too distracted, too worried and upset by the many things, then we need to slow down and remember what's most important, most needed. Now, obviously, we can't literally sit at Jesus's feet and listen to his voice audibly like Mary could. But whenever we open up the Bible, whenever we do that and read it, or whenever we hear someone teaching the Bible to us, then we are listening to God speak to us through his word. We need to remember that making time every day to read or listen to God's word, that's the best thing that we can do every day. We need to realize it's the best portion. What's the most important meal of the day? It's not breakfast or lunch or dinner. The most important meal of the day is reading God's word, listening to Jesus. I began with three simple questions. I don't know if you can remember them. First one, who makes the better choice? Second one, what is that choice? Third one, how can we make that choice today? Well, I hope you've seen from this story that Mary made the better choice, that she chose to listen to Jesus, and that we can do that today as we read the Bible, God's words to us. Now, we all need help with this at different times. And that's why God places us in churches, so that we can be part of a family of God's people, encouraging and helping one another to keep making that better choice. And we have more opportunities and resources to help us to do this than ever before. So why don't we pray today for God's help to be doing this in our lives? Let me pray for us as we finish. Almighty God and loving Father, we thank you so much for this story of Martha and Mary. Thank you that you love them so much and that you are so kind to them. And Lord, we thank you for the lessons that we can learn from this story. Please help us, Father, to remember you are the best thing, the best choice, and help us, Lord, every day to be seeking you, listening to you speak to us through your word. Lord, we sometimes really struggle to do this, and we pray for your help, and help us to help one another as well, to encourage one another as we do this. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.